I'd like to apologize for my absence over the last few days. Just like the Rose of Jericho that we have been discussing, when everything seems dead, blown about by the wind, a little bit of rain, and it's back to life. So here I am, hopefully back to life with a new podcast. We've been speaking about the dew, the tal. And the tal sings the words, Ehyeh Chatal Yisrael, I, meaning Hashem, shall be like the dew for the Jewish people. Yifrach Kashoshana, he, meaning the Jewish people, shall sprout like the rose, the lily, v'yach sharoshav kalavon, and it shall strike its roots down like the cedars of Lebanon. The Pesukim from Hosea, which describe the return of the Jewish people, both in terms of teshuvah, in terms of their deeds, and geographically in terms of Hashem bringing back the Jewish people from all the four corners of the earth, as we expressed in the previous podcast. And we spoke about the idea of tal, about dew being unconditional. The dew always falls. The unconditional positive regard, the unconditional chesed that God has for his people, this chesed, this unbounded chesed, it's not from earth, it's not bound by the physical, it's from Shemayim. Even the brachos you'll find, both Yitzchak and Moshe give blessings involving dew. Yitzchak blesses Yaakov, Moshe blesses Yosef, and indeed the nation as a whole. Oretz. Hashem shall give from the dew of heaven. And that's part of that idea, is giving a bracha that Hashem should give unconditionally, that it shouldn't be that it's reliant necessarily on your deeds. He'll always be there like a parent is there for their child. It's interesting to note, on the other hand, that in this week's Sedra, Re'eh, it starts with the words, Re'eh onoichi nosei nifneichem hayom, see, I give before you today, brocha uklolo, a blessing and a curse. But what's interesting here is the pasuk then goes on to say the bracha is asher tishma al mitzvos Hashem elokeichem, basically either that the bracha is that you listen, or that it's kind of conditional on the fact that you listen. And the truth is that if it was only if you listen, creates many philosophical problems. And indeed, that's actually why when David HaMelech laments the death of Shaul and Yonasan, and he seems to curse Har Gilboa, the place where Shaul died and his sons and Yonasan, his best friend, died. David cursed Har Gilboa that it shouldn't really grow. To this day, it's pretty bare. And he said there shouldn't really be rain or dew then. The truth is, there is a minimal amount of dew there. But all the commentators explain that it's not that there is no dew at all, because dew, according to the commentators there, is something which will always, always fall. And even a curse by the great David HaMelech couldn't stop that dew falling. The Gemara in Tanis, which we expressed last time, said that yes, it's unlike rain, because rain can sometimes be welcome, sometimes be not. I say these words whilst there's torrential rain pouring down in various parts of the country. There have been some fatalities because of it. So yes, rain can be positive, can be a bracha, and we will discuss that in the next topic. But tal is always welcome. Tal is always there as a bracha, and that's the idea. So even when they come out of their houses, their tents, I should say, in the wilderness, and they see the mon sandwich, and it's a sandwich because it's sandwiched in between two layers of frost, but it's really dak kakfor ala oretz. The dew is what looks after and keeps the mon fresh, even in the desert, the place where really nothing is meant to grow, that midbar, the place which is golus, the place which is exile, even there the tal, the dew, appears. And we explained in the second part of that pasuk that yifrach kasheshano v'yach sharoshav kalavonoi, blossoming, blooming like the rose, striking its roots like the cedars of Lebanon. And we spoke about tumbleweeds. Tumbleweeds, this particular plant, which the Malbim said the Rose of Jericho, is actually a tumbleweed variety, which is blown by the wind. In popular culture, the tumbleweed itself is, well, it's kind of a gap. When somebody's not sure what to say, it's that awkward moment, you hear the kind of moment, as just not sure, because you just don't know what to say next. That is the idea of the wandering Jew. The wandering Jew, I should say. In the desert, in Golus, not being able to strike roots anywhere, blown around by the wind, no answer to their enemies. But yet, it's ready at any point to strike its roots down. But until that point, it's in the midbar, it's in the wilderness. We say, Sheroshi Nimnatol, beautiful words from Shir HaShirim, you might know it from Havdolah, from after Havdolah, from after Ben Kodesh Dechol, that it says that the speaker in the story, my head is covered or full of dew, which various commentators explain. It's obviously the moshul we spoke many times about Shir HaShirim of God and his people, the Bnei Yisrael and Hashem trying to reconnect after Golus. Why? What is this? The head, the hair and the beard full of dew. Either reference to the tears, the many tears shed in Golus, or indeed, as part of the Golus, waiting outside. Sleeping outside, faithfully waiting for that door to be opened. But when your head is on the ground, you're lying down on the ground, the head gets covered with the dew. But it also means it's been covered with brocha. So yes, whilst the tumbleweed in popular culture may be that emptiness, that gap, that nothingness, in a midbar of emptiness, of nothingness, we know that it says something else, because emptiness and gaps, yeah, you think of boredom, you think of nothing else, nothing to do. Boredom is dangerous. But that's not what we understand the Rose of Jericho, as the Malbim has said, is trying to tell us. It's going far, far deeper than that. The rose is often described, kashashah bin achoichim, elsewhere in Shir HaShirim, a rose amongst the thorns. And again, it's the dew in the wilderness. We said that it's otherwise known as the dinosaur plant. It's a hard plant to kill, apparently. I've never tried it, but apparently it's a hard plant to kill. And if you think about those famous words of Mark Twain, when he talks about the secret, or asks about the secret of their immortality, it's amazing to think that we've been in exile so many times. We've been kicked out of our land and we're still there, constantly moving, constantly on the move, the wandering Jew, the rose amongst the thorns. That is something very, very powerful to learn from this pasuk. And Hashem says, I will always be there unconditionally for you, whether or not you're in the desert of Golus, whether or not you are in the land, having struck down your roots into the land, Arzei Halavonoi,